This is the Composer's Datebook for February 16th. I'm John Zeck. Famous composers have been, on occasion, famous performers as well. You think of Bach on the organ or Rachmaninoff on the piano, for instance. And if Mozart's father is to be believed, young Wolfie could have been Europe's finest violinist if he'd only practiced more. But how many famous composers can you name who played the bassoon? Well, the British composer Edward Elgar, for one. As a young musician in Worcester, he played the bassoon in a wind quintet. While never becoming famous as a bassoonist, Elgar's love for and understanding of the instrument is evident in all his major orchestral works, and he counted one skilled player among his friends. This was Edwin F. James, principal bassoonist of the London Symphony in Elgar's time. In 1910, while working on his big, extroverted, almost 50-minute violin concerto, Elgar tossed off a smaller, much shorter, and far more introverted work for bassoon and orchestra as a gift for James. Since Elgar was working on both pieces at the same time, if you're familiar with Elgar's Violin Concerto Opus 61, you can't help but notice a familial resemblance to his 6-minute romance for bassoon and orchestra Opus 62. The romance was first performed by Edwin F. James at a Herefordshire Orchestral Society concert conducted by Elgar on today's date in 1911. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.